Under New York's preferred source law, most public agencies are required to purchase products and services from organizations that employ people with disabilities, as long as it meets their needs. But advocates for people with disabilities say the law, established more than 40 years ago, no longer does enough to ensure equity in employment. William McHugh is CEO of the Arc of Erie County, an agency that provides support and employment opportunities for people with disabilities. It's one of the organizations joining the Make the Change campaign, urging state lawmakers to update Preferred Source.
Today, it's a very good program, but there is jeopardy. There is a lot of legislation and regulations and bureaucracy, and it's getting more and more difficult for employers that love what you do to carry that bureaucracy and still keep these programs together.
Under a bill awaiting passage by the state legislature and the governor, changes to Preferred Source would include simplifying contract review and administrative processes, defining market price versus lowest price, and bringing back the ability for minimal subcontracting. 70% of the state's working-age disabled population is unemployed, and advocates say the proposed updates would decrease that number and grow the amount of employed people with disabilities from 7,000 to a goal of 10,000 within 5 years. The updates are expected to have no negative fiscal impact on the state budget. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.